And we want to pick up where we left off this morning in the fourth chapter. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4. I'd like to read verses 12 through the end of the chapter. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in the darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and a shadow of death, light is sprung up." From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And he followed, and there followed him a great multitude of people from Galilee, from Decapolis, from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. Let's just bow in prayer. Father, as we come before you, Lord, I pray that you just help us as we look into your word. And Father, help us to see that you are there to meet our needs. And Father, you sent your Son to speak to the people, to fulfill prophecies. And Lord, we pray that you would help us to understand the great privilege we have in being called by him, even as Andrew, Peter, James, and John were. Lord, now speak to us through your word this afternoon, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a period of time that's occurred from the time that Jesus, in Matthew's gospel, he doesn't give you all the specifics. You have to go to the gospel of John and you find out that Jesus spent some time in Judea and Jerusalem between the time that he was baptized and then the time of his temptation in the wilderness. He went there and spent Bible scholars believe it could be about a year that he spent in the southern part of what is Israel today, in Jerusalem and Judea. However, as we read in the text, events were occurring. We know that John the Baptist was put in prison by Herod, and he would later be killed by Herod because he confronted Herod about his sin and called him to repent. And Herod's the woman that he was living with, Herodias, her daughter demanded his head, and they put him in prison, and later on he would be put to death. When Jesus hears this, Jesus goes up into the Galilee region. Now, he had come from Nazareth originally, and that's where Joseph and Mary had been when she became pregnant with Jesus by the Holy Ghost. And then they'd gone down into Jerusalem where he was born in Bethlehem. But now he's going back to the Galilee region. It's interesting, people would say, well, he's going because of fear of Herod. Well, no, Jesus didn't fear any man, but he was going because that's where he'd been prophesied he would go to. And also, he was going really into the center of Herod's territory. Herod really was the king and overseer, although he was called the king of the Jews. That's a title that Rome had given him. Yet the portion of Israel that he was to oversee was the Galilee region. That was his responsibility. Also in the Galilee region, there was the Decapolis. It was 10 cities on the east side of the Sea of Galilee. And there was a number of Gentiles that lived over in the Galilee region. And Jesus, as had been prophesied by Isaiah, would go into that portion of the region and bring light into the midst of darkness. And if you stop and think about it, there was real darkness there because not only had the Jews really not received Jesus up to this point the way that they should have, and knowing that he was their Messiah, having all of these Gentiles in that area, they would know nothing about the promises of the Messiah or much about Judaism. And so consequently, there was real darkness there, and he came to bring light in the midst of that darkness. See from the text that the things that Jesus did is he was teaching in the synagogues. Now we also know that he went back to Nazareth, which was his home synagogue, and he was teaching there. If you just want to keep your finger in Matthew and turn to Isaiah chapter 61, and in Isaiah chapter 61, Isaiah gives us the words that Jesus was reading in his home synagogue on one Shabbat, as they would read a text of from the scriptures during every Sabbath celebration, and he read from chapter 61 of Isaiah, beginning at verse 1, and it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to open and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." And then he stopped, and he rolled up the scroll and gave it back, and then he said, "This is fulfilled in me this day." And at that time, the people in the synagogue were crying, "Isn't this Joseph's son? Isn't this Mary's son?" And began to take him, and they took him out to the edge of Nazareth, and we're going to push him off a cliff. However, this is not the way he was to die. And so he walked away from them, and they were not able to kill him. And it was at this time that he left Nazareth and changed his place that would really be the headquarters for much of the rest of his ministry down to Capernaum. And as we said, Capernaum was in the area that had been given to Naphtali, and he was down there where Naphtali and Zebulun, their land had been given, is where Capernaum was, on the seashores of Galilee. And as he's there, this is the text that we're reading this afternoon as he comes to Capernaum. Now, he sees Peter and Andrew. This is not the first time that they've had encounters. In John's Gospel, we read that they were in Jerusalem, in the southern part of Israel, when they first saw Jesus, and Andrew had heard about Jesus. And we have the account there where Andrew went and got his brother Peter and said, "We found the Messiah. Come." And so he brought Peter. It's interesting, at that time, Andrew acknowledged him as the Messiah to Peter, but later on, they had even John the Baptist, who had proclaimed, "Behold the Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world." He had questions. Is Jesus really the Messiah? And he sent some of his disciples to ask him, "Are you the Messiah?" Later on, Jesus is walking with his disciples, and we know that there's been much questions about who Jesus really is amongst the people. And Jesus is asking them, who do they say that I am? And some of them say that he's various prophets. And then he says, but who do you say that I am? And then we know that Peter said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." And it's at that time that Jesus said that that man had not revealed that to you, but rather the Holy Spirit had revealed it to Peter. And so we see that at this time, they feel that he's the Messiah, but they're not sure if he's the Messiah. And they've gone back to their work, and they are fishermen. And now Jesus has gone up, and he's been teaching in the synagogues in the northern portion of Israel. And he comes and he moves his headquarters to Capernaum. And when he comes there, he sees on the seashore these men working in their fishing boats. And so let's pick it up there. It says in verse 15, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Nephilim, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles." And let's see, find my place here. Verse 18, I'm going to pick it up there. "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers." They were back at their work. They had proclaimed, Andrew had proclaimed, "Come see, he's the Messiah." Peter had gone. They had agreed he was the Messiah, but now they evidently had questions or something, because they were back in Capernaum fishing. And they were back making their livelihood, doing what they had done their whole lives. And when Jesus sees them, he makes this statement. From that time, Jesus, it says, "And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Now, what would be your response if Jesus would come and walk in here and say, "Come, follow me"? What would be your response? Well, Peter and Andrew's response is rather amazing. And it says, "And they straightway left their nets and followed him." They just left their nets where they were working on them and followed Christ. And they believed that his words, that he would make them fishers of men. And then he sees James and John, the sons of Zebedee. And this is even more amazing, because they're at work with their father. And they're on the boat with their father doing repairs of the nets and getting ready to go fishing. And Jesus sees them and tells them to come. And it says that "going on from thence, he saw two brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left their ship and their father and followed him." Now, one of the things that Jesus had mentioned in one of his parables when he was teaching was that if you love your father and your mother, your brothers and sisters more than me, that's a problem. And this is an example of choices that had to be made. Were they going to follow Christ when he said, "Come follow me"? Or were they going to stay where they'd been comfortable their whole lives, fishing? And sometimes we're faced with similar choices. I think of men that have been called by the Lord to go into mission work, and it's been choices they've had to make. We've talked about some of them before, that left promising careers and left money and fame and fortune all behind to go and follow Christ, because he said, come follow me and go where I want you to go and do what I want you to do. And they believe him because he is the Son of the living God and he speaks with authority. And so they left. Now, as they go to follow Christ, he goes about this particular region of the country. As I mentioned, this was filled with a lot of Gentiles, but it also had the Jews were on the west shore of the Sea of Galilee and the north, and the Gentiles were more on the eastern shore of the Sea of Galilee and up towards the Golan Heights. That's where they had kind of separated, although you'd find some Gentiles on the west side as well. But as Isaiah said in the scripture, there was very much darkness. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 42. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 42. And let's see if I find the right verse here. Isaiah 42, let's begin at verse 5. Thus saith God the Lord, he created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, and that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and I will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in the darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Now, here it's interesting. He speaks of not only bringing light to Israel, but also light to the Gentiles. And this had been the promise that had been given to Abraham when God said that he was going to bless what? Not just his physical descendants, he was going to bless the whole world through him. And we know, looking back at the promises and the history and the scriptures, that what God did bless the world through was sending the Messiah through the line of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the whole world was blessed. Isaiah says that he's going to come to this particular region, and he's going to come as light in the midst of darkness to bless the people that they may have understanding of who he is and that they may turn from their idols. And so this is a promise that had been given and prophesied, and the Lord is fulfilling it. And so he comes there, and they straightway left their nets and followed him in verse 20 of Matthew 4. And going on from thence, he saw the other two brethren, the sons of Zebedee, and immediately they left the ship. And then we see in verse 23, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Now, are there different gospels? Well, no, there's only one gospel, and that is the good news that the Messiah had come. The gospel of the kingdom was that he had come to establish his kingdom. They did not receive him, but it was the Messiah. He was the Messiah that had been prophesied and would come. And he is the Messiah, was the one who would be the one who would bring hope and salvation. And they were not ready to receive him. We know that then when he went to the cross and died, Paul talks about the gospel. It's no longer referred to as the gospel of the kingdom, but rather it's the gospel that is found in salvation to those that come to know him through his death. And so he's preaching, and then he's also healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease amongst the people. One author wrote, at this time in the Galilee, there probably wasn't a whole lot of illness going on because Jesus was healing people everywhere. And why did he do this? Because he came, and this was fulfilled as part of the promise too, that the Messiah would come with healing on his wings. He would bring physical healing, but he'd also bring spiritual healing. And so he was healing the physical needs, but he also showed his authority, and his fame grew. And part of his fame was not only the fact that he had the ability to heal physical diseases, but he also was able to deal with that which men could never deal with, and that is the demonic control of people's lives. People who were demonically possessed, people who had diseases that could be attributed to real spiritual problems. And yet, he cast out demons. He cured people of these problems as well. And we know of the accounts, which some of which we'll be reading on later about in the book of Matthew, where he does this. And he travels all over the Galilee region, preaching, teaching, and healing. And it says that his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases, torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Things that men could not heal. If you had those problems, you were going to be that way the rest of your life. And yet Jesus healed them. And it says that, notice where his fame went. It wasn't just in Israel, but it was in Syria as well. And so you had, again, Gentiles coming from Syria to hear this man and to be healed by him. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis. Decapolis was the Gentile region of Israel on the east shore of Galilee. And then they also came up from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond the Jordan and the other side of the Jordan, which would be the lands where Moab and Ammon, and then also it had been some of the land that had been originally been given to the 2.5 tribes of Israel on the east side of the Jordan. But that was mainly Gentile population as well over there. And they all came to hear Jesus. Now, why did Matthew, under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, put this in there? Well, first of all, I think there's two lessons that we need to learn tonight. First of all, the gospel is for all men. It's not just for the Jews, and it's not just for those that have met Jesus in Jerusalem, but rather he took the gospel for all to hear. And likewise, we're to take the gospel into the whole world. The second thing, that lesson I think that we can learn from the text tonight, is when Jesus calls, how do we respond? When Jesus calls, how do we respond? And when he lays on our heart to call us to do something, do we say, well, when I get around to it? These guys, when Jesus called Andrew and Peter, James and John, they dropped everything they were doing and followed him. Why? Because he is the Messiah, the true and the living God. And they acknowledged that, although their understanding was still growing, and it wouldn't come to a complete understanding until after he'd been crucified, buried, and rose again from the dead. Then is when they would come to a greater understanding of just the significance and importance of his coming and their calling. He called them to be fishers of men, something that is the greatest calling that any person can have, is the opportunity to be used of God to lead someone to Christ. And so the thing that the challenge that I have for me, and I trust that you have for you, is when God lays on your heart to be sharing the gospel or to be talking to people about Him, sometimes it's easy to go, well, I'm busy or I don't really feel like it. But here He's saying, come follow Me. I'll make you fishers of men. I'm going to teach you how to catch men for the kingdom. And He will teach us as well, and called these guys to do it. And they became instrumental in the building of the church. And likewise, we are called with our purposes that God has for us. And may we heed His calling and go when He calls as well. Let's just close in prayer. Lord, I pray that You would help us to understand the lesson for this afternoon. And Lord, I pray that You would help us to see that You want to make us all fishers of men. And Lord, You want to call us from the darkness into the light, that we can know who You are and see the power that You possess as the Creator of all things and the God of the universe. Lord, help us to seek to be used by You and to obey and go where You call us to go. This we'd ask in Jesus' name. Amen.